Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. One Plastic Bag, Issatou Cissé and the Recycling Women of the Gambia is a nonfiction picture book by Miranda Paul, illustrated by Elizabeth Zunon. It tells the true story of Gambian activist Issatou Cissé and the women who helped transform plastic waste in their village into a source of income and environmental repair. The book is written for young readers, but it addresses serious issues: pollution, public health, local economies, gender roles, and community problem solving. Its central subject is not recycling as an abstract idea, but recycling as a practical response to a specific local crisis caused by discarded plastic bags. Through sparse text and mixed media collage illustrations, the book shows how one person's initiative can grow into collective action. It also introduces readers to the Gambia and to a model of upcycling that combines environmental stewardship with social change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a local waste problem becomes a public health and environmental crisis. The book begins with a concrete environmental problem: plastic bags accumulate in and around Njau, creating ugly piles that do not simply disappear. Their presence has practical consequences. Water trapped in the bags becomes a breeding ground for mosquitoes, burned plastic creates noxious smoke, buried plastic damages gardens, and livestock may die after eating it. This makes the story more than a lesson about litter. It shows how waste management affects health, food production, and animal life at the community level. The book is effective because it connects an everyday convenience, the plastic shopping bag, to visible long-term harm. Young readers can understand that the issue is not only about appearance, but about the way discarded material changes the conditions of daily life. That causal chain gives the story its urgency and explains why a local response was necessary. Secondly, Issatou Cissé's solution turns trash into a usable product. The key innovation in the book is Issatou Cissé's decision to repurpose discarded plastic bags rather than treat them only as waste. She and the women in her community cleaned the bags, cut them into strips, and used them as material for crocheted purses. This matters because the story presents recycling as a hands-on process, not just a principle or slogan. The bags are transformed into something durable and sellable, which gives the project both environmental and economic value. The method also shows how existing skills can be redirected toward new purposes. Because the women already know textile work and craft practices, the project is accessible and culturally grounded rather than dependent on outside technology. The book therefore highlights a central idea of sustainable problem solving. Effective local innovation often uses familiar knowledge to address new conditions. The transformation of plastic into plarn and then into products is the book's most concrete example of upcycling. Thirdly, women's collective work creates economic independence. Another major theme is the role of women working together to generate income and stability. The project is not presented as an individual invention that stays private. Instead, it becomes a shared enterprise for local women who collect, prepare, and weave the material, then sell the finished items. That structure matters because it links environmental action to women's economic agency. In a setting where women's opportunities may be limited by social expectations, the recycling group offers a practical way to contribute to household finances. The book emphasizes that the initiative initially faces skepticism and resistance, which makes the eventual success more meaningful. It shows that social change often requires persistence, not only against pollution, but also against doubts about who is allowed to lead or earn. By showing women as organizers, producers, and decision makers, the story adds a feminist dimension to environmental activism without becoming abstract or argumentative. Fourthly, the book teaches systems thinking through simple narrative form. Although the text is brief, the story models systems thinking by linking behavior, waste, health, economy, and community response. The reader sees that plastic bags are not isolated objects. They move through a system of use, disposal, accumulation, and consequence. Issatou's response then creates a counter system in which waste becomes material, labor becomes value, and a local problem becomes a business and community initiative. The picture book format is important here because it makes complex relationships understandable for younger readers. The narrative is linear and accessible. But the implications are broad environmental problems are rarely solved by one action alone, and practical change depends on community participation, repetition, and persistence. The collage illustrations reinforce this idea by visually contrasting the beauty of craft with the ugliness of pollution. That contrast helps readers grasp that the same material can belong to very different systems depending on how people handle it. Lastly, the book introduces the Gambia without reducing it to a stereotype. One plastic bag also functions as an entry point to the Gambia, presenting a specific village context rather than a generic African setting. This is important because the book gives young readers a setting shaped by real geography, local work, and social practice. It avoids framing the country only through poverty or crisis by showing initiative, skill, and resilience within the community. The book's use of local details and names helps readers recognize that environmental and economic solutions emerge from place-specific knowledge. In that sense, it does more than celebrate an inspiring individual. It broadens the geographic and cultural lens through which children encounter nonfiction. The story can support classroom discussions about West Africa, international development, and the diversity of lived experience across the continent. Its educational value lies partly in this balance. It introduces an unfamiliar place while centering dignity, practical intelligence, and collective action rather than pity or distance. In conclusion, One Plastic Bag is best suited for children, families, and educators looking for a nonfiction picture book that combines environmental awareness with social studies and character education. It is especially useful for readers in elementary grades because the language is accessible, the narrative is clear, and the cause and effect structure is easy to follow. Teachers can use it to introduce recycling, upcycling, public health, geography, and women's leadership, while parents and caregivers can use it to discuss how waste affects communities and how local action can lead to broader change. What makes the book stand out among other environmental picture books is that it is not a general anti-litter story. It is a true account of a specific woman and a specific village response, which gives the lesson more weight and credibility. The book also distinguishes itself by linking ecology to income generation and community empowerment, showing that environmental repair can also support livelihoods. Its combination of realism, cultural context, and practical problem-solving gives it lasting educational value. If you would like to support Miranda Paul, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.